Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
Hello everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning in to my mom's show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Gloria TP5 from Grown Up Eruptions, telling y'all that you better tune in to God's Gift Through His Word. Say what's up to Tanika Drake and tell her I sent you, all right? Because the girl got it going on with the scriptures, very peaceful and gentle. And the girl knows what she's talking about the verses. I'm a youngin', and I know it's a little hard to understand the Bible, but she makes it easy and simple. So y'all better tune in to God's Gift Through His Word with Tanika Drake, y'all. Peace and love, and remember God is always, always, always on time.
Good morning, everyone. It is Wake Up and Worship Wednesday. You're tuning to God's Gift Through His Word with your lovely and amazing host, Tanika Drake. And of course, we're going to always have scripture. We'll have a message. We'll have a word. We will have prayer. But before I jump into all of that, I do want to talk about the SoCal Podcast Explosion. It is coming up quickly and fast, October 23rd from 6 to 11. I hope that you will come out. It's at the Grafton Hotel. Of course, the Bar 20 restaurant, I can speak, and it's 8462 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. So I hope you will come out. It is a free event. We will be out listening to a little bit of music and sharing how we have started podcasting and trying our best to teach and help those who want to learn how to podcast do just that. So I can't wait to meet you. I hope you're going to come out, tell your friends, tell your family, come out, listen, learn, and enjoy the event. So I'm so, so excited. So you guys got to come out. So I just wanted to share that real quick. But before we totally get started, I did want to let you guys know about the scriptures that we're going to have on today. So I will be in Romans 2, 4 through 11. I will also be utilizing Romans 3, 10 through 12, and also 1 Timothy 2, 3 through 6. So I know that's a lot of scripture and a lot of word, but on yesterday I just put out a very short podcast. I really didn't have a message really to it, just a lot of callers and listeners and talking about the SoCal Podcast Explosion. So kind of making up for that. And of course, I know today is Wake Up and Worship Wednesday, so we are also going to have some music. So let's go into prayer, and then we'll get right into this word. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for waking me up to a day that wasn't promised. Lord, I thank you for all that you do and have done in my life. And Lord God, I thank you that you are faithful. Lord, I'm praying right now and wanting to lift up some people to you. Lord, I pray for Dorothy Scott as she is going through some family law matters. Lord God, intervene on her behalf as she goes throughout the court system. Lord, I also lift up to you Pastor Jay and his entire congregation. Lord, help them to make a smooth transition. And Lord, I'm praying that everything that they need would be provided for, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you also for Gloria, and I lift her up from Grown Up Eruptions. Lord, I put her up to you, Lord God, as she is learning the word. Word and getting into the Word and wanting to seek you, Lord God. Help her to find more about you, find out more about you as she grows and matures in the Word, Lord God. I pray for Guru and her medical challenges, Lord, that she is facing as well. And Lord, I lift it up to you right now. Arvind Dismuk, who is in the hospital, Lord God, help his body to fight off the virus and whatever infection that is there, and Lord, be with his family. Lord, I also lift up Pastor Thomas Ware and his family and congregation, Lord, that you would be with them as he embarks on some new ventures and new journeys as well. And Lord, I lift up my family, Lord, as you help us to work out some challenges and issues that we have going on. Lord, I just pray for strength. I pray for endurance. I pray for patience, Lord God, to handle some of the things that are coming against me, Lord. And I pray that I would get to have more understanding and get a better grasp of your Word as well, Lord, as I seek you. And I thank you for it. In the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. All right, so I will be back with our message. You are listening to God's Gift Through His Word with your hostess, Tanika Drake. If you enjoy the show here, don't forget to go to the Apple Podcast platform and make sure to leave a review and a 5-star rating so that other listeners can find her. Reviews are the best way for people to know how great she is. You can also go to the CastBox app and leave a comment on her show. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Tanika.
You are listening to God Give Through His Word with Tanika Drake. I am Joby D from the Joby D Podcast, and I'm just extending an invitation for you to join us at So-Called Podcast Explosion, October 23rd. So keep on tuning in to God Give Through His Word with Tanika Drake. Take it.
Tanika, hello, it's Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul. Thank you so very much for your message about the Southern California podcast explosion. I'm kind of excited. It'll be so fun to meet some of the podcasters in the Los Angeles area. I've been talking to Kurt. He is Inspirato Projecto out here on Anchor, and also Amber Smiles Jones of the Professionally Silly podcast and YouTube channel as well. And I'm trying to get in touch with other podcasters in this area. What a fun thing. Thank you so much for organizing this event. I'm bringing my little mic that connects to my mobile device so that we can do some group conversations and publish them on our shows for everybody else who can't be there with us in person. It's going to be fun. What an amazing way to connect. Bye.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Tanika Drake from God's Gift Through His Word. I finally have an update for you. The SoCal Podcast Explosion will be held at the Grafton Hotel at Bar 20. The time will be from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. The address is 8462 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. You must be 18 of age to attend and 21 years of age to participate in any type of alcoholic beverages. And I encourage you to please drink responsibly. So, without further ado, it will be here October 23rd, which is a Wednesday. So, I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. I'm so super duper super excited. So come on out. It's a free event. There is parking either on the side street or you can get valet parking. I'm hoping to see you there, and it's about to be here. Get ready to learn. If you don't know how to podcast and get your message out there, this is the place for you. So share it with your friends, share it with your loved one, share it with anyone who has a message. So I'll get out of here. You guys take care, and I can't wait to see you at the SoCal Podcast Explosion, October 23rd in West Hollywood, California. God bless your hearts. All right, everyone. Good morning. I am back. So we are going to break down some things before I get started. So in most of the readings, sometimes I come across words that I may think I don't know. And I'm like, I may know it and I may not know it. So sometimes I think it's also beneficial for those who listen and like, well, what does that mean? So I found a couple words that I'm going to share. And the first word is, well, kind of phrase, but it's a contrite heart. And then the second word is impenitent heart. So impenitent meaning not feeling shame or regret about one's actions or attitude, and the synonym to that would be unrepentant, without regret, or remorseless. So I wanted to share that it has its origins in Latin, and of course these both will be coming out of the Oxford. When you can Google it, you can see that. So I'm talking about contrite heart, and I was saying a contrite heart versus an impenitent heart. And someone who has a contrite heart is a feeling of sorrow or wrong that one has done, and that's the antonym of impenitent. So an impenitent heart is, of course, a person that's not sorry for having done any wrong, and they just do not have any shame about it. They don't care. They don't have remorse. So I wanted to share about those words, and I also wanted to share about forbearance, and that means a patient, self-control, restraint, and tolerance, like holding back. So I'm sharing those words so that it will be able to be a little bit more understood when you're listening to me read out of the scripture. So okay, we're gonna jump over to our first set of scriptures this morning. I know you guys are probably like wondering, like, oh, you wake up and worship Wednesday. You never used to, you know, wake up and worship Wednesday. You never used to do so much scripture. But I have realized that, of course, you know, throughout the other platforms, not everybody is able to hear the music. So I will still put it on for, of course, my Anchor listeners. But for those that will not be able to hear the music, it kind of does not make sense to just have music and then nobody can hear anything else on any of the platforms. So I have decided on Wednesdays, even though I still wake up and worship Wednesday, to put out a message. It probably won't be as long as the other messages I normally do from Monday through Friday, but it's still a message nonetheless that someone can get some information. And yeah, that's what we're going to do. So we're going to be in Romans 2, 4 through 11. And so I'm going to start reading, and I'm going to come out of the KJV. So that's where I'm going to start with this one. So verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing for glory and honor and immortality in eternal life, but unto them that are conscientious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. And then verse 11, there is no respect of persons with God. So I apologize for that pause. I was just trying to make sure that I didn't skip anything or add any words. So it's just like, what is that saying? I just wanted to be clear. So that's from Romans 2:4. So you know what? He does not play favorites, as we just read in verse 11, that God does not. He is not a respecter of persons. So, you know, as believers, we should want to strive every day to learn more about the Heavenly Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ. There should be an outward show of our walk. You know, God is so merciful. However, we do not need to take the Lord's forbearance for us as license to continue in sinful behavior. Sin is around us daily, and we need to be repenting and asking for forgiveness daily. And even though we may believe we are so super spiritual, Romans 3:10-12 says something totally different about that. And okay, so Romans 3:10-12, and I'll be coming out NIV for this one. It says this: there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Okay, so now we are going to jump over, of course, to 1 Timothy 2, 3-6. But before we do that, I just wanted to share as well that, you know what, we have to do our best to walk upright lives and not to think that, you know, God is different from the time of Moses, Abraham, Jacob and David, and all of the Bible heroes that we have grown to enjoy their stories and enjoy what they've done and so on. God does not change, and our Heavenly Father is still requiring a standard of living in our lives that we are called to do and to be holy. So He still requires that. He has not changed, even though some people want to try and make Him a very close, like, coffee buddy or something like that. That is not who our Lord is. So I'm going to jump over to 1 Timothy, the second chapter, 3-6. And I'm probably going to read one of the notes because it was really good. So I'll share that with you guys as well. Okay, so verse 3, here we go. And it says, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time. So for the notes on that one, I'm going to read this, and I got one more that I wanted to read, and it said that God desires salvation of all people. And of course, it also says, on the other hand, the Bible indicates that God chooses some, not all people, to be saved. So I wanted to share as I was reading the notes, because, you know, sometimes these study Bibles, and most of the time when we all get study Bibles, and not all of us, but I'm just saying that for general, but when people are studying the Word and they have study Bibles, they usually are really, really helpful in actually getting a clear understanding of what you've read and what's going on in the context. So for verse 2 and 4, it had notes on that particular verse, and it says this, which was really actually good, and I really can appreciate the notes. And it said, the purpose of God's kindness is to give opportunity for repentance. The Jews had misconstrued His patience to be a lack of intent to judge. So sometimes, you know, that's what I was saying and sharing a little bit earlier. Don't mistake God's forbearance for us as him being lax, or that he's not the same God that he was back with Moses' time and back in Genesis with Adam and Eve. He is the same then as he is now. And although we may not think that all those things that he did then, that he's not going to do now, we don't remember. And sometimes this could be, I guess, for our society or what we have made God to be, someone or something, an entity not to be feared. And people just do as they feel and what feels good to them, and they forget all the standards that are required of them. And I'm only going to say this for some professing Christians, because I don't know who really is and who isn't. And that's another thing, that's not our job to know who is sincerely, truly, 100% a Christian and a believer. Of course, the evidence will show in their walk by what they do. It will show. So I just wanted to share that, because there is so many times I've watched and heard people bring God down to just someone just to chill with and stuff, and he's not that, you know. And I truly always enjoy sharing the notes and, you know, really sharing my study time with you guys. And sometimes it really just helps, like I said, to get a better understanding of everything. And we truly do need to remember that the Lord wants people to be saved. However, we also at the same time do not need to take for granted who God is. You know, some people love to make God just like them, and he's nothing like us. He's nothing like us. And that's just not good to do that. So we need to do this. We need to keep the Heavenly Father high and lifted up, keep him on the throne, and not our coffee buddy, not our bar friend. Just keep him high and lifted up, and do not mistake or forget who we serve. We serve a living God who sent his Son so that we might have the free gift of salvation and forgiveness of our sins. So remember, turn away from your sin and follow Jesus Christ. So I'm going to get out of here. I want you guys to always be blessed, motivated, and inspired. And remember, look out for the Soul Cow Podcast Explosion, and I hope to see you there. You guys take care and be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. God bless. Hello, hello everyone. Tanika Drake here. This part of the show is brought to you by the gift of finding God's love, guilt and shame turned into my shine, by the author Tanika Drake, yours truly. Also brought to you by Dr. D from the Boom Factor. Appreciate her. So thank you guys for tuning in. Of course, I'll be back popping in.
Listen to the word of God through music that will make the earth quake. You're listening to Tanika Drake.
Just want to encourage you, this Pastor Jay. Be encouraged, be blessed, and be at peace. Things are going tough. Things are going to seem kind of screwed up. Just when you think you've made it, something's going to fall. The shoe is going to drop. But guess what? God is on your side. He will never leave you nor forsake you. These are the things that we all should have to count on when we're going through. But as I told you many, many times, you have a bright, awesome future, and you're going to make it to the other side, no matter what. Just as things seem to be getting tough, they're going to break through for you because you have what it takes to endure, sustain, and maintain. You are that Proverbs 31 woman. So, smile, keep your nose clean, and go forward into your destiny. Peace.
Hey, my sister Tamika Drake, God bless you. It's so good to hear from you and to know that you're doing well. I appreciate the shout out, and I hope that you're having a blessed day today. I speak blessings over your ministry, over all the work of your hands, everything that God's put in your heart to do. I just believe along with you that it will be made a manifest reality, and a lot of people will be blessed in the process. Glory to God. Yes, I've been very busy, as I know you have also. And I have not even had very much of an opportunity to listen to podcasts as I used to do, or to make podcasts as regularly as I used to do. But I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to keep going for it. And I want you to do the same, okay? Remember the word of God says in Hebrews, "Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." God bless you, sister. We'll see ya.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed God's gift through His Word. Please don't forget to check me out on all the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podbean, ListenNotes.com, LoftyCast.com, Radio Public, of course, and Spotify. There are tons more podcast platforms. You can definitely check me out on any of those that you feel to do. And please do not forget to get social with me. You can find me on Facebook, IG, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Let me know how you found me. Let me know how we can get connected. And maybe you can also be a guest on the show. So I hope you're going to have an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing afternoon, whenever you tune into God's gift through His Word, from all the different countries and from all the different places where you tune in each and every day. I hope that you find this inspiring. I hope you find it motivating. And I hope it helps you just a little bit walk a little stronger in your faith with the Lord. Have an amazing day. Remember to always be blessed, motivated, and inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. Take care, and thank you for tuning in.